Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Irish Equity, the organisation that represents actors and performers, have written today to the chairperson of Fine Gael seeking an urgent meeting after the media report that the party sought to hire an actor offering pay well below the standard union rates. Martin O'Rourke is SIPTU sector and Irish Equity organiser, and he joins us now on the line. And Martin, these ads were reported in the Irish Examiner. It seems they were posted in a Fine Gael Facebook group. Can you just remind us what the ads were looking for from Fine Gael?
The report stated the job advert advisor needed both a male and female voice with an Irish country accent for quick voice turnover. We further understand that these media reports that one of the adverts stated applicants would be paid 50 euros less VAT. They must have their own equipment, etc., and only those with voice reels need apply.
Okay. So you heard about this, and what was your reaction?
Well, it was shocking, actually, because politicians send a message to everybody, not just by what they say, but what they do. And it seemed that whoever did this either had a very limited understanding of the quality of work that people doing voiceovers do, or else it was an attempt to exploit the implications of COVID-19, because, as you know, the arts were the first sector to be hit and would be one of the last sectors to recover from it. I mean, just to put it into context, normally the very basic rate we would expect for something similar to this for an internal organisation would be a fee of 120.
And 120 plus
50 euros if people are using their own equipment.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Another 50 euros then if people were going to use their own equipment.
Okay, so 170 euro as a base fee, and would you be adding VAT to that?
No, that would be VAT inclusive as well.
VAT inclusive, okay. Yeah. Okay. And does that not depend, Martin, on what is required? Because it's not clear in this instance exactly what Fine Gael was looking for, how long it would take for somebody to do the work. But it does say that it was a quick voiceover that they were looking for as a piece of content for internal communication. So, I mean, if it was, for example, if it was one sentence, you know, would this fee still be 170 euro to be doing that with your own equipment?
Yes, absolutely. And it would be very, very unusual to be one sentence. In fact, I'd be very, very surprised if this advert required somebody to do one sentence.
Okay.
Especially when they're looking for male voices and female voices. They're looking for somebody with a countryside accent. I mean, even the description of it itself would negate the fact that they were seeking one sentence.
All right. So how long, in terms of 170 euro, how long would you expect a person to be working for that then? Would it be an hour's work or half a day's work?
Well, they're professionals, so they would meet. A lot would depend on the nature of the job. But for a quick job like that, you would expect, you would no more than 3 or 4 hours, because obviously there's an engagement with the client, going through the details of the job, and then a couple of specimens to see which one was the best fit.
Okay. Well, Fine Gael have given Drive Time a statement this evening, and in the statement they say, "We've seen the press release from Irish Equity and we're happy to meet regarding this. The voiceover took a short period of time to produce. It was for a piece of content for internal communications." That's what Fine Gael is saying. It sounds from that the voiceover has already been recorded and produced and it is done. And it also looks like you will be getting your meeting if you want it. So what will you be saying at that meeting?
Well, we'll be saying a couple of things. Number one is, I mean, in the programme for government, there was a promise for a universal basic income to be introduced. And then with the Arts Recovery Task Force, the second thing they were basically saying was that they would be done as a trial basis within the arts. So that's one of the things we'll be saying. But the second thing is we'll want to engage with Fine Gael and encourage them to reflect upon the fact of the expertise that artists have and the knowledge that they have and the importance of when Fine Gael is sending a message out to the wider community, that message isn't a race to the bottom.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we'll be interested in that meeting and what happens at it. If you do get to go to it, Martin, you might get back to us and let us know. But thank you very much.
We'll come back to you. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Martin O'Rourke, SIPTU sector and Irish Equity organiser.